I see a TV screen in a hotel in the States. Paul's there, on his own, watching. That's how it all started.
Okay, that's enough. Drag him over here. Hey, Ricky. You hear me, Ricky?
Please, Andy, please. Sorry, Andy, sorry.
Sorry, found out, huh? I'm going to give you one more chance. Bring $3,000 tomorrow. You hear what I'm saying?
Scary guy.
The Filippo Rodriguez Show. That was it.
Did you pay?
Sure, Filippo, I paid. You betcha. $3,000 in cash.
And you went back?
Yeah.
Brave man. For those of you who've just tuned in, John here was a victim of extortion. In cooperation with the LAPD, this program helped John nail a huge loan-sharking syndicate.
Paul brought a tape of it back.
Tell me about Nancy.
She's dead.
Why did she die?
You were badly beaten up, John. They might have killed you. Ever think about that?
Hey, Filippo, I was on TV. What the hell?
They were at Heathrow, you know. The same day, Paul and Todd.
Excuse me.
Sure, no problem.
My two gods.
Maybe it's in the ET over there.
Yeah, I know. I need a phone. It's urgent. They said that you
I
might
know
be able
to... Don't I? TV.
That's right. Paul Simpson.
Esther Ransom is here, lad.
Can I use the phone?
Go in the office. Say I said it was all right. Hey, this is Paul Simpson for News at 10, eh?
Yeah, right. Thanks. BBC News, you prick.
Next. What's the purpose of your visit, Dr. McCauley? Business or pleasure?
Pleasure. Total pleasure.
Todd just walked into our lives. Mine and Nancy's. With Kristen and Carol. Two beautiful sisters. They both slept with him. They were spreading the light. Spreading.
Why did you call Paul and Todd your gods?
One used to take me to heaven. The other gave me a glimpse of hell.
God!
But I can't decide which to... Paul, where are you?
Heathrow, you sound out of breath.
Doing my floor exercises. Why didn't you tell me it was today?
I wanted to surprise you.
Oh.
I'm sorry about the other night.
Oh, come home, Paul. It's safe. I've cheered up. Oh!
Right. You win. Oh, I've had it, Kelly. How is he?
Nancy, how would I know?
Oh, not bad.
I'm busy, busy, busy. Brought me a little prezzy from New York. Peace offering.
Mm, cuddly toy.
Diamond on a string. You'll be able to take it for a walk, won't you? Oh, it's bloody funny, really.
What?
Us two. Who'd have thought we'd both end up in Berkshire? Those are bastards.
Paul's not really a bastard, he's just busy, yes, I know, love.
I've missed you.
Vicky, get on to Barry Reeves and ask about the allowances from 91.
Leave your letter till the morning. Come on, cuddle me.
Don't. Please, I'm tired and jet-lagged still.
Sorry.
Memo to Julia, read Filippo's show, screening arranged for 3. What did you say?
Nothing.
I'm bushed.
I'm on this new diet.
Trying
to get back into shape. Oh, Paul, for God's sake, you can at least talk to me.
What do you want to talk about, Kelly?
Anything. I've had 2 weeks with a baby. Adorable as he is, conversation is a bit on the juvenile side.
How is Nancy today?
As usual. Did you have a ball?
In the States.
Obviously worn yourself out.
Bloody hard work. 11 hours a day, 12 cities in 2 weeks, saw a lot of TV. What can I say? I didn't screw anyone. I'm just tired.
Jordan missed you.
Kelly, he's 6 months old.
6 months, 2 weeks.
They had this guy in the States. Filippo Rodriguez. And he got a crack deal to tape shootings and knifings and torture.
And they broadcast this?
Yeah. It's so real. It's like you're there. I want to find the right subject and do something like that.
I've got to get to the loo.
These are pictures from our May 3rd program on William DeVille Carter, leader of the Sunshine of Jesus sect, who is believed to have led his followers in a mass suicide pact April 23rd. In a moment, I'll be talking to someone who says that Carter did not take poison, but was murdered, and who maintains his killer is still out there. Keep watching. We'll be back after these messages.
The former is dynamite, don't you think? Julia?
It's different. Let me think about it.
Are you coming to dinner tonight?
Couldn't we make it a restaurant?
Kelly's doing something special. She's a bit postnatal. I thought giving her a dinner might cheer her up. The new neighbor's going to be there.
Can't wait.
What exactly would you talk about, Dr. McCauley?
Additives, Reverend Craig.
What?
Food additives. The chemicals they put in food.
Sounds a bit scientific for the mother and toddler group.
Oh, believe me, it's gone down really well all over England.
You're Canadian, did you say?
Yeah.
You're a Christian, aren't you?
The churchyard is so well maintained here, you must be very proud of it. Yes, the adverse side effects of some of the chemicals added to our food, especially children's food.
Would you require a fee?
No, Reverend. All I want is an opportunity to talk about good, wholesome food and to tell your young mothers what their babies and children need to help them grow up strong and healthy.
I'll give you Mrs. Nancy's number. She's the person you need to talk to.
Anyone sitting here?
No. Mind if we park ourselves?
It's a free country.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Sally.
Carol. Would you like a drink, Sally?
It's okay, thanks.
Hey, it's cool. Her scholarship money's through. Let her be the big spender.
Well, it's only for a day. All right, then. Half a lager. Thanks.
Okay, won't be long. First year?
Is it that obvious?
I guess so. Sitting on your own, looking a bit lost.
It's certainly different from school.
Hey, listen. If you don't have anything else to do tonight, come to this.
What is it?
A friend of ours. There'll be music, a few drinks.
Sounds all right. Not religion, is it? I've already been approached by the Christian Union.
Do we look that bad?
Sorry. Just, I had a lot of religion at home.
Here we are. Bring a friend.
I haven't got any, not yet. I've only been here since Friday.
First time away from home.
Staying at the hostel. Where are you?
We've got a house. There's a spare room. Real cheap. Show you tonight. Oh.
And the guy didn't mind being beaten up because he was on TV.
British people wouldn't do it. Americans are different.
I'll say.
Look, it's not a put down. I adore Americans. They're just more innocent and gullible.
It's obvious you never met Bill.
Bill was Max's husband.
Was?
Well, he died a few months ago. I mean, it's all right. We were separated. Oh, Kelly, the salmon is super.
We're dying of thirst on this end, Kelly. Pass the wine.
Sorry.
Thanks, Paul.
Anyway, this guy is saying, Filippo, I knew I was going to be okay because I was on TV. And on the monitor, we can see these guys. They're beating the living.
I don't think it's very funny, Paul. Maybe he needed the money.
Please.
Well, remember the kids in West Derby?
What kids?
The Great Siggy Program.
What was that, Paul?
A show he did on local radio.
Years ago. What's that got to do with this?
That's where you guys met up, wasn't it? Radio Murder.
Yeah, she was my PA. Can you imagine it? Bad enough as a wife.
The cigarette program.
Yeah, little kids buying single cigarettes from corner shops. Is that the one you mean?
That's the one.
I got some kids off the street.
8 or 9 year olds.
And sent them into shops to buy single cigarettes. So what?
With a bug on them.
Perfectly legitimate piece of investigative journalism.
You paid them.
Would they have done it otherwise?
But he paid them in cigarettes. 8 and 9 year olds. Packets of 20 each.
I don't recall that.
Well, using people the way Filippo does is exploitation. Have you ever been beaten, Paul?
I did go to public school.
Don't give up hope, darling.
Well, I was. You have to be pretty despairing to go through it for other people's entertainment.
So in the first place, the guy volunteered. He wasn't exploited. In the second, the Filippo Rodriguez program is serious news documentaries, not entertainment.
Oh, would you show executions on TV?
So long as they're tastefully done. Kelly.
What?
It's pudding time. Chop, chop.
All right. I'll get it.
Is there any more toothpaste?
In the medicine chest.
Bastard. I can't see it.
You're sleeping with Julia, aren't you? What did you say, Kelly? In the medicine bloody chest. What's the matter?
Nothing.
God, I wish you'd find something to occupy yourself.
Oh, really?
Start writing or something.
I haven't the time. The sprog needs looking after.
Well, get some help. Create some time. We can afford it.
Come in, Jordan. You know, Martha says men who tell their wives to keep busy usually don't want them to find something out.
I don't like that woman.
I want you to meet him, Tilly.
This is the bloke who talked to the toddler group.
I had him at the house.
In the biblical sense, I trust.
Not the after. He wants to meet you.
Why doesn't he?
Well, I told him how we used to muck about together at uni.
Did he meet Cyril?
How could he? Cyril's always away. I'll never forgive him for when Mum was so ill.
So what's the story with this Dr. McCauley?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's he after?
Nothing. Look, I know it sounds corny, but he has this way of... You find yourself telling him things. There he is, looking into your eyes, as if he can tell what you're thinking, and you start telling him everything.
Who else?
Anyway, the thing is, I've asked some of the girls in the babysitting group to the house to hear him next week.
Oh, yeah.
What's it to be?
Nancy?
Just a mineral water.
Are you ill?
No.
White wine spritzer and a mineral water, then.
Right.
Todd doesn't approve of drink.
Oh, Todd now isn't.
Stop it. You will come, won't you? Friday afternoon. And bring Jordan. He wants to see all the children. He's very good with them. Even Jason's smart for him.
Sounds like a miracle, man. I wouldn't miss it.
And Kelly has a six-month-old baby.
You have a little boy.
A boy, yes.
I can sense that. You worry about him a great deal.
Don't we all? Todd, tell them about the Grange.
Well, you must all come and lend a helping hand. It's very therapeutic contact with the good earth, isn't it, Nancy?
Nancy's absolutely besotted. She never took her eyes off him all afternoon.
To you?
Oh, thanks. He's quite good-looking in a De Niro sort of way.
Sounds yummy. What did he have to say?
A lot of pseudoscience about food additives. I think it was a come-on. He's some sort of evangelist.
Well, now you got me confused.
Well, he said chemicals and additives are put into baby foods to get them addicted to junk food later on. You think it's true?
Well, nothing would surprise me.
He invited us up to his commune. They're growing organic fruit and vegetables.
You gonna go?
Maybe. Something to do. Paul keeps saying I need something to keep me busy.
He's quite an interesting man.
Well, he's different. Yeah. God, I wasn't going to tell you this.
Hey.
When he held Jordan, he said...
Oh, Kelly, don't. What's wrong?
He said he should be baptised in case anything... In case... My sister lost a baby, you know. Cop death.
Oh, you told me. Look, blow your nose. Jordan is going to live to be 90.
How did he know Jordan wasn't baptized?
Do we have to discuss this now, Kelly?
We aren't exactly heathens, are we? We were married in church, for Christ's sake.
Look, anything you like. I'm going to be late. I'll take it, right? I'll see you Monday night.
I christen you Jordan Harris Simpson. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, so lovely.
Thanks for the prezzy, Nancy.
Is that the right thing to keep Mummy asking? You remember Todd McCauley, Kelly?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Dr. McCauley.
I'm pleased you took my advice.
Oh, we were intending to have him christened anyway.
I thought you were coming up to the Grange with Nancy to see.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't make it. Another time, maybe? Where's Cyril?
In Hong Kong on business.
Well, come any time.
I'd like to. Bring Kelly next Saturday.
Bring little John.
Kelly, the pressman wanted a shot of us with the sprog. Kelly!
I think your husband wants you.
For once. Just come in, Paul. That man's a pig.
Most men are. Morning, Reverend Craig. Very nice service.
Sounds like a load of crap.
Well, you would think that, Paul.
What?
Nancy says they raise money for charity. Communes run on environmentally sound lines. They live off what they grow and sell the rest.
Yeah, it sounds like an episode of The Good Life.
Well, not everybody has an angle.
In my experience, they do.
I'm going up with Nancy on Saturday to help with the berry picking.
What are you making? It looks terrible.
Oh, good. Fingers off. It's Jordan's pureed vegetables.
Poor little bugger.
I'm cutting out the processed baby food.
Well, I hope he thanks you for it.
Well, look, come with me on Saturday. What do you say? stay in the countryside.
I can't. I'm shooting in Carlisle.
I'll go on my own, then.
With Jordan strapped to your back.
Mav does offer to mind
well,
him.
Well, that's all right, then, isn't it?
We shall be the Lord, blessed be his name. We shall be the
they were all so happy, smiling and laughing all day. Students and young people, mothers and children, and some married women on a day out like Nancy and me. A few from our church. That was the day Nancy said that Todd was no ordinary man. I thought she meant something to do with sex. God, I was so naive. I came home on my own. Nancy stayed overnight.
God hasn't spoken to you yet, has he, Nancy?
No, daughter. I'm tired. It's 2:30.
Now that's the devil speaking through Sally's lips. He is fighting me for her soul. It's not me making you tired, Sally. It's that horn-tailed bastard, Satan. Have you seen Satan, Nancy? You do believe in Satan, don't you?
I don't know, Todd.
Carol believes, don't you?
He exists, Nancy. Isn't anyone else tired?
There'll be no sleep here tonight.
Listen to what he says. You've got to.
You're in danger.
Sure. Look, I could say, hey, Sally, hang loose. Go to bed. You go to sleep now, sweet stuff. I could say that. I could friggin' say that, except I wouldn't want it on my conscience. No, sir. The Lord sent me a sign. Oh, yeah. And it was as clear as a flashing neon light. Save Sally. That's what it said. And then it flashed. Save Nancy. Save Nancy. And no one here gets out until I do.
Look, you could die tonight, Sally. Huh? Shoot, if my soul was as near damnation as yours is right now, I couldn't sleep. How can you sleep with your sins piled high to heaven like Babylon, mother of whores? I am never going to let you sleep again. Not in a state of sin.
I've got to sleep.
No! You are never going to sleep till your soul is safe. Keep pushing her, sisters. And if she tries to get away, we know that's the devil trying to keep her for himself.
Kelly's best friend is getting her involved.
Aren't you worried?
No.
She might get brainwashed. It could shrink in the wash.
Kelly's family are all Liverpool Baptists. Dad was a lay preacher. Hell and damnation doesn't entice her. She's heard it all before. I'm just waiting for her to realize what's going on.
Maybe this one has a different line.
Do you think the disciples thought twice before giving up everything and following Jesus, do you? Shoot, no, of course they didn't. They hardly knew Jesus. Who was he, huh? A carpenter's son, right? But they saw the light of certainty in his eyes. Look at me. Do you see it? Do you see the light of certainty in my eyes? Your mother died in sin. She is suffering, Nancy. That's right. You weep, Nancy. You weep. This is sad. This is the saddest goddamn thing in the world. God loves you, and you have been spitting in his eye. So do you want your mother screaming in hellfire for all eternity?
Oh, I miss him so much.
She's there, Nancy. She's there in purgatory. I see her. She's saying, save me, Nancy. Save me, Nancy. Can you hear her? Oh, that's it. That's it. Save her, Nancy. Bring her to God.
I want to.
Give yourself to him. Say it. Say, I love you, God.
I love you, God. Oh, God. I love you, God.
Nancy, I see what's in your soul. You want to be saved, Nancy. Stop thinking. Should I let go? Should I feel the warmth? Should I embrace the touch of God? Just do it. Both of you sinners is going to say yes. Say yes. Say yes now, Nancy. Accept God into your heart, because when the Savior comes, when the Great One comes, it's going to be too late.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take me!
Oh, she's
We are saved from hellfire and eternal torment.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Sleep now, Sally. Go with Carol and Kristen. They'll stay with you, and they'll pray with you every hour.
Right.
Ah, you're safe. No devil's gonna come near you while you're with us.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
You're a beautiful woman, Nancy. God has given you a beautiful body to do his work. Beautiful legs, beautiful arms, beautiful breasts, and beautiful warm secret places. Oh, yes. Oh, he wants you to feel his love. Mm. Huh? Do you feel it?
Take me.
Hello. Oh, hello, Cyril. No, Nancy's not here. Hold on, I'll ask. Kelly?
Yeah?
It's Cyril, he's looking for Nancy.
Oh, God.
He wonders if you've seen her.
No, I haven't.
No, she hasn't, Cyril. You don't know where she might have gone, do you?
No idea.
Kelly hasn't a clue. That's okay. No, I was working on something. That's okay. We must get together sometime. Yeah.
She's left him.
Bloody hell.
He was abusing her. He's a wife beater.
Where's she gone?
I'm sorry?
Where's she gone?
I can't tell you.
What?
I don't know. Some kind of women's refuge.
Check how long he's been in the country. He has a police record.
M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y.
Yes, right, yeah. Calls himself a doctor. Find out what kind, if any. You know the drill, Henry. The deeper you dig, the deeper you dig.
Right.
And I need this yesterday.
Charles Manson, where do you want it?
VHS, good. Leave it on the desk, Vicky. And Vicky, can you see if there's anything new on the Moonies and the Rajneeshis? I seem to recall some good pictures of the Bhagwan's ashram. Might be BBC.
Right. Your wife rang. Can you bring her back?
Yeah.
And Julia's called the meeting at 3.
Have we missed lunchtime?
The trolley's been.
Did she say what she wanted?
Who?
The wife, Vicky, the wife.
Ring back, that's all she said. Shall I get her?
No, you get on with the other things. I'll ring her myself.
Yes, of course I'll help.
Todd especially asked me to call you.
That's nice of him.
Todd really loves you.
What?
Oh, it's all right, Kelly. His love is like the love of Jesus, pure and good.
Well, tell him I'm sending love too. So what exactly is it you want me to do? He's come out clean.
Squeaky clean. Here's the facts from Henry, Canadian Army, Doctor of Philosophy.
So?
I still think there's a story here. Women leaving their husbands, going out to live there, taking their kids.
Cults have been done to death on TV. Can we get a new spin on it? It's got to be sensational. I mean, is he another Jim Jones, a Charles Manson?
This is a British story. It's happening in bloody Berkshire.
The Moonies are in guilt.
All this chemical additives crap. What's it mean?
Oh, it turns out the same. Ex-members and families of people who've joined say it's all evil. The current members say it's harmless and good fun.
Women's refuge. Give what you can. Help save the little ones. Spare change, sir? Oh, thank you. It's a good cause. Todd is special, Kelly. He gives of himself. I was in another church before. Give generously. Help the refuge. The leader went crazy. It was thanks to Todd that I'm even alive today. He's a saint. My life is happy with him.
It's on the rise, Satanism. We could show some ritual stuff.
Middle-aged weirdos with beer guts and drooping titties dancing around a bonfire. Please, no.
Lately, there was the case of that
Paul,
guy.
This is all stuff that Panorama and World in Action did years ago.
McCauley is building a cult, and you're saying it's not a public concern. He's got power over these women and children.
Get me some exciting footage.
I will.
I don't want a lot of bellyaching about cult-splitting families. So do other things. And no cults tell lies to get money out of people. They've no monopoly on that.
I'm going to focus on Macaulay.
Squeaky clean Dr. Macaulay? You sure you don't feel a teeny bit jealous because Kelly's attracted to him?
Shut up, Vicky. All right, let me think about it. I'll put a proposal together. Say by next Monday.
Got to be different, Paul. 1 week from today, okay?
Dr. Macaulay, Kristen, what are you doing here?
Not a bad time, is it, Kelly?
How did you know where I live?
Nancy told us. Can we come in?
Yes, of course, come in. Come into the kitchen. It's Jordan's tea time.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Oh, we like it. Tea, coffee?
Do you have a bottle of water?
I think so. Sit down. This is a bit of a surprise. You sure you wouldn't prefer orange juice?
No. Water will be good. I'm glad to see you're not ill.
Sorry?
I had this vision about you. I know your life isn't easy, and
So pleased that you helped with the Scram Fest.
Scram?
The Scram Fest's our name for a charity collection.
Oh, my daughter made it up. I didn't know you had a daughter.
Acumena, she's 4. Very intelligent.
Oh, I'd love to see her. Is she pretty like you? I bet she is.
She's not with me. Her father stole her from me in the States.
You had a dream about me, Dr. Macaulay.
Not a dream, a vision.
Whatever.
I sense you're troubled about something.
No.
Come on, Kelly, what's wrong? We're your friends. We can help you. Help you and Jordan. Tell me, what's been going on? Has someone been saying something about us, huh?
Oh, he is so beautiful. Hi there, Jordan. Oh, look, he's smiling at you, Dr. Macaulay.
May I hold him?
Yes, of course.
Oh, come on. Hey, what are you feeding him?
I puree organic vegetables and fruit.
Oh, good. You were poisoning him before.
Actually, I followed your sheet religiously. I mean...
Your husband, Kelly.
What about him?
Did you show him my diet sheet?
Well, Paul's not very domesticated.
I see. Hold him, Kristen.
Well, I'll take him.
Oh, can I see the rest of your home? Kristen will finish feeding him.
Well...
I want to speak to you alone. Is your life so perfect, Kelly, that you won't risk change?
It isn't that.
Well, go on. I'll look after him. I'd like to. Go on.
Come on. Nice house. You must be very rich.
Oh, quiet now. Shh. Mommy will be back. Have a drink. That's it. You're the devil's child. Yes, you are. You belong to Satan and you're going to hell. Yes, you are. Why won't Nancy speak to me?
Well, she wants to start afresh, you know, put her past behind her.
I missed her.
You know, she said the same thing. If only Kelly could come and stay, she said.
You tell lies, don't you, Dr. Macaulay?
Pardon me?
Why are you here? What do you want?
Hey, I like your high walls. I guess your famous husband has to keep the world out, huh?
He's not that famous.
Well, he's a TV presenter. People listen to him.
My dad was a lay preacher. Member of a Baptist church.
You don't say.
I've heard all this before.
Oh, hey, wow, I love this rustic scene.
I mean, all I'm saying is I'm not convert material.
And I don't believe you.
I've a lovely home. Loving husband, healthy baby. I'm really happy. I mean, what's missing? Not one thing.
Tell me about your father. I'm really interested.
You tell me about your vision.
Hooked you there, huh? Okay, well, it wasn't a vision. I was picturing you. I'm attracted to you, okay? Not a sin to appreciate a woman's quality.
Well, no. Dad was a good man. Sincere. He helped a lot of people. Believed what he preached.
I don't get why it turned you off.
People in the religion business,
aren't all like Dad was.
You know, I'd love to have discussed the Bible with him. So, what happened?
It doesn't matter. Look, I'd better get back to Jordan.
Something to do with sex, right?
Are you coming?
It was, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter.
I'd like to turn you off.
What?
You were turned off religion. I'd like to turn you back on.
I've tried to believe. I just can't anymore. I go to church on Sundays, but there's nothing there.
What if I showed you the way back? Huh? A sure and certain path.
I don't think you could.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge. You shouldn't challenge people like me.
Why not?
You know, I sense here, Kelly, that you've lost your early love. That's all. You know, it's there in the message to the seven churches of Asia. Consider from what a height you have fallen. That's why the Lord told me to come here today, to bring you back to his fold.
Sorry. No sale.
You show me the rest of the house. Well, what's upstairs here?
He's a leader, blessings of his head. He is the leader, take him in your bed. He is the leader. Sometimes, yes, I do feel marginalized. As if I have a place in Paul's life, but somewhere on the fringe. More so since Jordan was born.
I see. Well, a baby changes things.
A lot of it's my own fault.
What's in here?
Our bedroom. It's not very tidy, don't look.
Oh, nice bed. Oh, good and firm. When did you last have sex, Kelly?
None of your business.
Not long, huh? Why?
I don't feel very attractive at the moment.
Oh, but you are. You are. Oh, look in the mirror. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair.
Song of Solomon. Todd.
Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins.
Todd.
Which feed among the lilies. God's love makes you fair. My hands make you fair. I can do anything. Anything I choose.
What?
I can do anything. Anything I choose. Say it.
I can do anything. Anything I choose.
Try saying that to yourself. Often. You're beginning to smile. Go on, smile, Kelly. Sally, who has joined us, was abused as a child, too. Who did it?
An evangelist who came to Dad's church. Dad had him to stay.
And that turned you off religion?
I don't know.
What happened?
Prayed with us in the sitting room. I remember he knelt beside me. Said I was a cute kid. The second night he was there, I woke in the middle of the night. He was in my room.
Did you scream and holler?
I was 12 years old. I didn't know what was going on. I never told anyone that before.
Yeah, you felt guilty.
I lay awake every night after that, listening out for the creak of the floorboard outside my bedroom. He only did it once.
But, come on, Kelly. Let it out.
Who here tonight wants to turn away from...
The last night there was this revival rally in the big circus tent.
Put up your hands!
The place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
The evangelist was urging us to repent, threatening hell and damnation to all sinners. Perspiration running down his face, his shirt damp with sweat. As I watched him on the little stage, I felt so powerful. You see, I knew what he really was, and I could show him up for what he was. I remember I caught his eye and he sort of smiled.
Who else?
I knew he'd come again to my room that last night. Wouldn't be able to stop himself, and when he did, I was going to scream the place out.
And, did he?
My dad took him straight to the London train from the rally. Disappointing, really. When can I see Nancy?
Soon. Kristen, we're going.
You have a way of making people tell you things. You'd make a good psychiatrist.
Oh, he's getting heavy.
Oh, let me. I've got him.
Well, any time you want him looked after.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, tell your husband he can speak with me any time he wants.
Why would Paul want to...
I think you'll find he does.
Why did I tell him about that? Come on, let's get you ready for your bath. Does she know anything?
He tells her nothing. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. She took me to that bedroom, told me secrets.
Did you?
Paul Simpson can investigate me all he wants. I am not a false prophet. The Lord directs me what to do.
Could cause us a lot of trouble. Maybe you should keep away from her.
Did you find the tranquilizers?
Little pink pills. Just like candy for a baby.
You did what I said?
I always do. Open up. Give them to Mummy. Oh, no. Have you eaten any? Open your mouth. Oh, Jesus. Please, no. God. God. Oh, shh. It's all right. It's all right. Mummy didn't mean to frighten me. Everything's all right. I can do anything.
What the hell's going on?
God. Paul! God, you scared me. I didn't hear you come in.
I'm not surprised. What's going on?
Well, Jordan had the tranquilizers.
Have you swallowed any of them?
I don't think so. There's nothing in his mouth. I checked. I was getting the towels. He was just here. But he had them in his hand.
Well, how did he get them?
I don't know. I don't know. He could have died.
I know there are people here in this room who doubt my word. Oh, you shake your stupid heads, but it is true. Well, the Lord has put a rod into my hand, and I will smite all those who do not heed my word.
Who are these people, leader?
You will know them by their tongues. I mean, those who say, why do we tell lies when we are scrown festing? Why do we tell people we are collecting for this or that charity when the money comes here? I say unto them, let those with ears listen. God has told me in his book. I open it straight at the place the Lord guides me. See, let us do evil that good may come. Repeat that, Sister Kristen. Let us do evil that good may come.
Let us do evil that good may come.
Let us do evil that good may come.
And maybe lying and cheating won't be enough. He says, I am the searcher of men's minds and hearts. He knows what you think. He sees what all of you is thinking. And he tells me. For why? Because I am his voice, his prophet here on earth. You have no secrets, suckers. Clear? We know everything, so I know that you're not all with me. I know that. But you better get this and get it clear. Only those who are with me will be saved on that last day. Who is with me? You better be. Oh, yes, Lord, I hear you. Revelations chapter 1, and the seventh angel shall break the seventh seal. Behold, the four horsemen appear. That's the prophecy, and it is happening now. Number 1, pestilence.
That is AIDS. It's here. Number two, famine. It's here. Somalia, Ethiopia, Yugoslavia, and war cleaves the world as never before in the streets of Miami, New York, Iraq, Ireland, Africa, and the fourth horseman on his pale horse, our old friend Death. Well, shoot, folks. Death is always with us. Armageddon is nigh. Friends, let those with ears listen. The world is about to end, and evil is in our midst. It's here, no mistake, in this house tonight. The beast is here. Who will kill the beast? Who will kill the beast for me?
I will, Todd. I'll kill the beast.
Well, we'll see. Now listen. I want to promise now, tonight, that you won't question me no matter what I ask of you, because I ask it in his holy name. I can do no wrong. You dig? This is the word of God I pronounce, and you will obey every word of it. Am I right, Sister Sally?
Yes, Todd.
Do you swear on your eternal soul?
I swear.
On your eternal soul.
On my eternal soul.
Kristen.
I swear on my eternal soul to obey you.
You're all with me. Well, people can lie with a straight face, cheat with a smile. I know that. I've been in the world a long time. Some people doubt me, but don't think you fooled me. You better all watch your asses, because I know who you are.
That was good.
I want to please you.
Oh, you do, you did. That was a real toco.
I've been such a bitch lately. I'm sorry.
It's only a matter of time, I told you.
Yes. I know.
Run in, Paul. Speed.
Dr. McCauley, can you tell me the aims of your organization?
First of all, I want to say I'm giving this interview quite openly and at my own instigation. I invited Sapphire TV here today because I know people are telling lies about what we're doing. Now, to answer your question, we're Christians and we believe in nutritional food with no chemical additives. That's our message, plain and simple. Along with like-minded people, we live our lives and worship God.
Are you connected with any other church?
We are associate members of the Church of Sunshine, founded 50 years ago by the Reverend Parks in Texas, but we're independent.
So you're not mainstream, but a cult group out on your own?
A cult is a term of abuse, Paul, used to frighten people. We're a new religion. I guess if the Protestant Church was a cult, as it might have been in Luther's day, we are too.
You're a Latter-day Martin Luther?
I didn't say that.
Are you a Latter-day William DeVille Carter?
Who he?
The leader of the Sunshine of Jesus sect of the Church of Sunshine, which was based in Creek Bend, Oregon.
Well, what's he got to do with me?
You tell me.
What's the question here?
You've never heard of him, how he died?
In the papers, yes. My understanding is he killed himself. The police abused him of his civil rights, attacked his church.
He killed himself and 15 of his followers.
And what's this to do with me?
Are you recruiting new members here in England?
Sure. You want to join?
Maybe. Are people free to leave once they've joined?
Well, you see the house here behind us. Is there barbed wire or gun emplacements?
The parents of a young girl recruited by your cult.
I wish you wouldn't use that word, cult. It's emotive and prejudicial.
They say they haven't been able to get in touch with her since she joined.
Look, I don't know who this girl's supposed to be.
Her name is Sally Campbell.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to speak to them. There are wonderful parents in the world, but there are others. I don't prejudge because I know not these people.
Were you sent here by God?
I think we were all sent here by him, don't you? He created the earth and made all things.
But I understand you have a more personal relationship with God. You maintain God speaks through you, don't you, Mr. McCauley?
No, I don't. Give me a break here, Paul. What do you think? I'm mad? I hear voices? Is that
this is
it?
A way
telling
to tell you.
To do
there's
this?
More.
Dr. McCauley is a fine man.
Kind to children and animals.
I know you're putting me on, but yes, he is. Children relate to him. He makes the Bible stories come alive for them, you see? At Junior Bible Study, you should see the light in those children's eyes as he...
Can I speak to the children? Say Nancy Pellerin's children.
I don't know if that would be possible.
I'd like to help.
Why not? Mrs. Pellerin's husband would like to see his children. He hasn't seen them since his wife joined your sect.
She would not be willing for her children to appear on TV.
You're aware that Cyril Pellerin is seeking a court order.
Fast forward to the university dropout kid.
Sorry, no.
My own guy. I want to be with him.
Why won't you speak to your parents? Answer the letters.
I've a new family with Todd and the others. I will write to them, I think.
Let's stop pussyfooting around here. Sally, do you want to leave the Church of Sunshine?
No.
Are you a prisoner here?
Far from it. I'm freer now than I ever have been in my life, praise the Lord.
Paul, don't hint at things which are not true. We're not freaks or criminals. We're just ordinary people trying out a different way of living.
Mr. Squeaky Clean.
Yeah.
Didn't Mick keep the camera running after you said cut?
Yes. But he never dropped his guard. He knows all the tricks.
You've no program here. Or none that interests me, Paul.
I want to know who told him about William.
Everybody knows about William. It's like Moses Berg.
He didn't ask me about Moses friggin' Berg. Now, no food will be served until I have questioned everyone.
Yes, sir.
How did he know about Creek Bend, huh? Did you tell him?
No.
Did you? The truth.
No.
I suppose I could torture everyone, but would Satan give them strength to endure it? I am not very happy. You'd better go. Can survive this. Why won't you let me in,
Because Harry? I can't.
Don't trust me or yourself.
Go away, Todd.
Why won't you let me in?
I can't.
Undo the chain and let me in. We will pray together in your bedroom. Kneel together like you and your evangelist.
I should never have told you that.
You had no choice. Well, I knew anyway. I am a reader of hearts and minds.
Oh, Revelations again. Is it your favorite book of the Bible?
I stand knocking at the door. If those who hear admit me in, the kingdom shall be theirs. I want you, Kelly, and you want me.
Please just go away.
Your husband told you I was a monster. It's not true, but my willy must be done.
I've got to go.
Kelly, why are you doing this?
Please go away! Tell Nancy to phone me then and I'll let you in.
You come to the house. You can see her.
Why can't she come and see me, Todd?
She's not a very well person.
What?
Look, undo the chain, let me in, and I'll tell you.
He is our leader. Blessed be his name. He is our leader. Blessed be his name.
You mustn't say things like this. Well, you feel the same. He's becoming like William.
He is the true prophet, Kristen.
Why is he so obsessed? Why?
Here you are. Kristen, I have a job for you.
Yes, Todd?
You look unwell. Sickly. You've lost your attraction somehow. You must take care of yourself. Nancy isn't at affirmation tonight. Find her and bring her to the hall.
Yes, Todd.
Kristen's not your sister anymore. I don't want you talking with her again. Move in with Sally. Clear?
Yes, Todd. Todd.
Yes?
Blessings on your name. Look, I've told Todd I don't want anything more to do with the community, Carol.
I've been praying for you.
Well, there's no need.
Todd knows he's made things bad between you and your husband. He feels terrible about it. You look tired.
Oh, Jordan's still not going through the night. Paul's in New York. There. Sit in your baby walker.
Kelly was one of the first to welcome us to England. You remember Kelly. She used to come and help us.
But you can't stay long. It's nearly Jordan's bath time, and you can see the state of the kitchen.
We'll help you.
Have you eaten any? Open your mouth. Oh, Jesus. Please, no.
How did he get them?
Hi there, little one.
Leave him alone.
What's wrong?
Just keep away from him. He's not good with strangers. Come to Mummy.
What's wrong, Kelly?
Nothing.
Well, you don't think we'd harm him.
Look, I don't know what you people do. Nobody does.
I'll make you a cup of herbal tea. It's our own blend.
Give Kelly a packet for free.
Sure. Did you know we are moving soon? It's all right.
Doctor, the work here is almost done. We're going home.
Is Nancy going with you?
She's very happy.
So Nancy's well again?
She wasn't sick. Why'd you think that?
Todd said.
Oh? Here, drink this. It's good for you.
What's in it?
Natural things. Herbs. We wouldn't poison you. We grow all this ourselves.
Plantin', plantin', plantin' all across the world. Plantin', plantin', plantin' all across the world.
I'm not thirsty. Look, yeah, you have to go.
Drink it later. It's good hot or cold.
It's a gift from God.
Just come for one day to see us. Bring the baby, please. If you don't, Todd will think I didn't try hard enough.
Tell Todd... Oh, nothing.
Oh, you're so unhappy. I want to cry.
You will come to Todd. In the end, we all do. Let's get rid of all this stuff. Ugh, it stinks like he does.
The front door. I never locked it. When they left, I must get up and lock the front door.
We will come to Todd. In the end, we all do. Coming to her.
In the end, we all do.
All do.
All do. Front door. It's wide open.
Leave it. Leave it. All right, oh. I don't feel very attractive at the moment.
Oh, you are. You are. Now look in the mirror.
Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair.
Song of Solomon.
I've got to shut the door. Oh, it won't shut. I can't get it shut.
Thy two breasts. Like two young roses.
No! No! No!
Inside your head.
Kelly! When is a door not a door? When it's a jar! A jar! Look what I've got in my jar!
Jordan!
Yes? Who is it? Todd, is that you?
I can't hear you. It's bloody awful connection. Hello?
Paul, I was asleep.
Sorry, it's only 7 here in New York. Look, I had to ring.
What is it?
I went to see the head researcher on the Filippo show. I showed him the tape of Todd McCauley. He recognized him. Todd McCauley, his real name is Carl Cooper.
What?
He's wanted here on suspicion of murder.
Who's he supposed to have killed?
William DeVille Carter, the leader of the Sunshine of Jesus cult in Creek Bend, Oregon. 16 bodies were found after the place burnt down. They'd all poisoned themselves, it was thought, but DeVille Carter turned out to have been stabbed. They arrested Cooper.
I don't understand.
But he skipped bail, obviously changed his identity and came to England. And I asked him about Carter DeVille, divine inspiration, eh?
Carol and one of the young ones was here tonight.
I told you to keep them out of the house.
Well, they said they were going to America soon.
Not till I get my program.
Well, look, when are you coming back?
What did you say? It's a bad line.
Paul, someone's downstairs.
What?
I just heard a noise.
Don't get so jumpy.
Stay on the line.
Kelly?
Oh, God, someone's moving around.
Kelly, where are you?
In the bedroom.
Put something up against the door and ring the police.
I'm going downstairs, Paul.
Hello? Hello, who's down there? Whoever you are, the police are on their way. Just go out the way you came in. Hello? I'm turning on the light. Oh, Susie. Oh,
Come on. Out the back door.
You took the love of the Lord, didn't you? You spread your legs.
Just let me go, Todd. I can't take any more.
But how will you survive outside, Nancy? No money, nowhere to live. Your husband won't have you back. He wants the kids, not you. Look at yourself.
Please, Todd.
You see that on your forehead? That's the 3 6s, mark of the beast.
No, there's nothing there.
But I can see it. The Lord will, too. You're going back to Satan. You're going to roast in hell.
My God is love. Yours is a god of hate and punishment.
Get away, harlot! You leave with nothing, Nancy. You know that, don't you?
Keep everything, I don't care. Just let Jason and Fiona and me go.
Oh, sure I'm going to let you take my kids.
What?
You go to hell if you choose, but you're not going to take my kids.
You can't do that.
I can do anything. The Lord guides me in everything I do. What, Lord? Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, I will.
Oh,
you came naked into my world of love and sunshine. And naked, you'll leave it. So saith the Lord. Go back to the slimy hell pit of Satan. You go without a stitch on your back.
Oh,
change your mind. Sure. You repent your sins. Like hell you do. Sister Kristen!
Yes, please, a blessing on this time. Please, I'll leave the blessings on this time. What have you done?
Kristen, take this belt and see that Nancy learns that I am a vengeful God. She must be punished.
Todd, I can't.
Are you questioning me, Sister Kristen?
No. No, Todd.
I'll beat the sin out of her. Now! It's in the book. I have given her time to repent, but she will not. Therefore, I throw her onto a bed of pain. Revelations 2, verse 22. All right. Beat the sin out of her.
It came to me last night on the flight home.
And you'll do it, Kelly?
Well, I want to help.
Might be dangerous, but if you pull it off, it'll be...
Sensational. An hour's special. Tabloid coverage.
Could open the door to the USA.
More coffee, Julia?
Oh, I'll get it. Won't be long.
Can she do it?
She'll do anything I tell her.
Oh, by the way, your husband is screwing Julia, his producer.
Oh.
You don't seem surprised, Kelly.
How do you know? Or do you just know everything, being the son of God?
Well, he's investigating me. I thought I'd return the favor. I just want to set you free.
Free?
You know where to find me. Oh, I love this weather.
Kelly!
In the shower.
Have you seen the local paper?
No. Oh, pass me the towel.
It's Nancy.
What?
She's dead.
No.
Killed herself. She came home yesterday and took an overdose.
Oh, no.
You see why now we have to expose him? I'm going out to see him again. You heard about the suicide of Nancy Pellerin?
It's my fault.
Oh?
But if she'd stayed with us, she'd still be alive.
Do your followers know about Nancy, what she did?
Sure. They're upset. We all liked her.
Yet you just let her go.
People are free.
At the Sunshine of Jesus compound, they weren't.
How many times do I have to say?
I've a tape of Carl Cooper. Do you want to see it? They say he murdered William DeVille Carter rather than take the poison.
You want to know what happened there? The local people picketed the compound. They tried to set fire to it. They even poisoned the stream we got water from.
You are Cooper, aren't you?
Cooper died at Sunshine of Jesus. William's going nice. He was a good man, but he was pushed too far. I saved everybody I could. I knew what was going to happen, but I didn't kill him. And if you say on TV I did, I'll sue.
16 people died.
Could have been 26.
So what's the difference between you and William DeVille Carter?
I'm not mad.
Do you think power corrupts?
Has this corrupted you? Let's be honest here. You don't give a shit about Nancy. You're only interested in getting rich and famous. You wanted to see my office.
Can I use your phone privately?
Will the bug work?
Sure.
Once Kelly's there, she'll activate it and be able to record all his conversations in the office. It could be very useful. Compare the public and private voices of Carl Cooper.
If he doesn't find it.
I hide it under the desk.
Now, you be a good baby for Daddy. Mum's gonna miss you.
The forces of evil are always there, whispering against us. Satan's crew, they think they can force us away from the truth, drive us back to the arms of Beelzebub. Will we let them?
No!
No! No! No! Lord has spoken unto me. Son, he said, be ever watchful. So I am. You bet.
But Todd said to buy poison. Lots of it.
There are rats in the barn.
Remember we saw that show on TV about Jim Jones in Georgetown? Hundreds of people died. He told them to take cyanide. The kids had it in their Kool-Aid. It's cyanide he wants.
Todd loves us. He'd never harm us.
I don't want to die.
Todd brought us away from William.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
What about Nancy? He made me beat her. I know what's wrong, Kristen. It's Satan. He's trying to tempt you, Kristen. Todd suspected as much. If you go on, I'll have to tell him. Todd is the Son of God. Do what he says.
Take as much video as you can without getting rumbled. He's half crazy, but he's not stupid. Be careful.
Will you miss me?
Of course I will. You've 6 cassettes.
By the way, are you having an affair with Julia?
What?
Todd said you were.
She and Michael have a wonderful marriage. Why does she want me?
What about us?
You will do anything for him. Let me set you free.
What?
Show me again how this camera works.
He is our leader. Blessed be his name.
He is our leader. Blessed be his name.
Follow our leader. Blessed be his name.
Follow our leader. Blessed be his name.
There will be rejoicing in heaven tonight. A new convert has joined us. Kelly Simpson. Welcome, Kelly.
Welcome, Kelly.
Welcome.
Paul, it's only Thursday. What did you expect to hear?
Well, I don't know. The silence is quite hard to take. She's been in there since Sunday night.
When are you picking her up?
Saturday morning. I can't wait to see her.
Can you get a babysitter for this afternoon?
It's a pleasure, really.
Oh, thanks, Magda. I just had a call from the office. There's a bit of a flap on.
Hello, Jordan. Come to Auntie Magda. Woo, you're getting bigger, aren't you?
He's had his lunch, and here are his...
Oh, diapers. When will you be back?
6 at the latest. Is that all right?
Fine. Any word from Kelly?
Well, her mother's on the mend. She's hoping to get back Saturday.
Oh, you'll be glad.
I'll say. It's been a long week of TV dinners. I'm not quite the house husband type. Well, thanks again. Yeah, bye-bye, cheeky face.
Hey, don't worry if you're late. I'm not going anywhere tonight.
Right.
Say bye-bye to Daddy. That's it. Now, what am I going to do with you, eh?
Bloody machine.
Oh, what's the matter, mate?
The damn thing keeps coming up with insufficient funds.
Oh, okay, well, let me have a go, eh? Hey, you're old what's-his-name from TV, ain't you? Hey?
Yeah.
Well, seems okay to me.
She's taken all of it.
Worse than that, the account's overdrawn by $2,000. We thought your wife was good for it, Mr. Simpson. This is obviously Cooper's idea of a joke. Do you think he knows why she's there?
Tell you what I'll do. I'll buy the lunch.
Very funny.
He was no trouble at all, were you, little fellow? Everything all right at your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
What are you exposing at the moment?
Wait till you see it on the screen. I don't want Roger Cook getting there before me. Come on, soldier. It's your supper time.
Oh, I fed him already.
Yeah.
Kelly feeds him at 5.
Oh, good. Well, thanks, Magda. Mobile one from Simpson. Over.
Hello, Paul. Read your loud and clear. Over.
Are you running? Over.
Running now. Got you in shot.
I'm going to stop by that girl at the gate. Over and out.
Morning. I'm a friend of Dr. McCauley's.
You're Simpson from TV, aren't you?
Is that you, Sally? You look different. Can you open the gate?
Leave the car here, Mr. Simpson.
I'd rather drive up.
Sorry, no cars allowed. Todd says evil comes in cars and vans. The good, he says, can make it on foot.
Open the bloody gate and stop mucking about.
It's locked, and I don't have the key. I can show you a quick way up on foot. It's not far through the woods.
Well, can't we just walk up the road?
It's shorter this way.
How long have you been living here now?
You ask a lot of questions.
Who recruited you?
Save your breath for running. Come on. You're not too old to run, are you?
Bloody girl. Where are you? I've no time to waste fooling around
with
you.
I'm here.
What do you think you're doing?
Don't you want to?
Put your clothes on.
Don't you fancy me? I won't tell. Who's to know?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, come on. Look how pretty it is here under the trees. Oh, the leaves feel so cool on my skin.
Did Todd tell you to do this?
Come on, Paul. You know you want to.
You're a very pretty girl. Maybe some other time.
I'll do anything you want, you know. Anything.
Yeah, okay, that's enough. Take me to the house now.
It's better here. Oh, you're so strong. You're so sexy.
Stop that. Stop it.
You're into that, are you? Go ahead. Hurt me. Go on.
Paul Simpson. What are you doing? This child is barely above the age of consent. What would your viewers think?
You told her to do this, didn't you? I never touched her.
He hit me.
So you've come to collect your property, have you, Simpson? Well, you're going to find it's a bit damaged. In fact, not much use to you anymore. Right, Sally?
Right, Todd.
What?
I sometimes just don't know my own strength.
Where is she?
She? I'm talking about this device of yours you put under my desk. I stood on it.
I want to see Kelly.
What makes you think she's here?
I know she's here.
Well, she ain't. If you don't believe me, come and see for yourself.
Kelly! Kelly! Kelly, are you there? Kelly, where are you?
Are you there?
Kelly! Kelly, if you can hear me, just scream out!
I told you, she's not here.
What have you done with her?
She came here of her own free will. She went the same way.
Hello, Todd.
Hi, Dad.
Kelly, thank God. Are you all right?
What's wrong?
Your husband wants you back.
I can't take you home. He said you weren't here.
I wasn't. I was in the field.
Are you okay?
Is Jordan all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Magda's looking after him. How are you?
Look, Paul, I'm not coming with you.
What?
I can't. I want to stay here.
What?
He's a wonderful teacher. It's all true what the Bible says. Todd has shown me into the light.
Kelly, you're coming with me.
She wants to stay here.
I know about you and Julia. I've seen the photograph.
Let her go!
I think you've heard all you're going to, Mr. Simpson.
Why, Peter?
What? You keep away from me!
You like hitting women, don't you, Paul? Well, what? You won't hit Kelly again.
Kelly, you're a free person. What do you want to do?
I want to stay with you.
She can't be serious.
Look, you need a drink. There's a pub about 3 miles down the road. Let's stop.
Kelly's a strong-minded scouser, not an airhead. Look in the glove compartment, Julia, will you? See if there's a packet of fags in there.
Thought you were giving up.
Yeah.
Can't see any.
I might have some in my jacket.
It was like she was... Careful!
What the hell's this?
Looks like a cassette.
It's not mine. Where did it come from?
Is this thing recording? Have to be quick. They haven't left me alone for 2 minutes. But today, I'm in the field. I've moved away from the others. Paul, Todd's paranoid about you. Thinks you could harm him. Don't do anything to provoke him. I need more time, love. I can get video, but I haven't got it yet, and you're coming today. I will try to get this to you. Oh,
it's coming. Well, she's okay. It was just an act.
Good old Kelly. She had me fooled.
More important, she had Todd fooled.
Miss Hanning.
Hi, Magda.
Oh.
Sorry I'm late. I was held up at the studio.
Haven't you been to the house?
No. Why?
Oh, Kelly's home. She collected him already.
She's home?
Looking as brown as a berry and full of herself. Wanted to surprise you. She picked him up about 2 hours ago.
Oh, thanks, Magda.
Don't mention it.
Surprise, Kelly! Kelly, where are you? Kelly, can I come in? Kelly? Oh, my God.
And your wife was secretly filming
it. It's a program about cults.
And your wife joined this one?
Pretended to. I saw her on Saturday. She passed the tape to me saying she needed more time. Now she's taken our baby.
She wanted to stay longer.
There's no way she'd involve Jordan.
Oh, there's a group of them by the door. Can you see your wife?
No. He's very plausible, I warn you.
You know, a police raid. I was expecting something like this.
Really, sir? Now, why is that?
Oh, well, Mr. Simpson is a TV star. He can get the world to do anything just by shouting, action!
Where is she? Undertaker Sergeant Score from Warwick Road Police Station, and this is D.C.
Save the formalities. Come inside. We have no secrets here. This way, gentlemen. There you go. Mrs. Simpson and her baby, safe and sound.
I'm taking them out.
Are you all right, Mrs. Simpson?
Kelly, don't be afraid. He can't harm you. I won't let him.
I wanted my baby.
Kelly, you can tell them the truth. You can drop the act.
Don't come near me.
Do you want to leave here, Mrs. Simpson?
Tell him, Kelly.
Kelly?
No.
Kelly!
You ought to restrain him. Last time he was here, he assaulted one of my young woman helpers.
Right. He hit me. My lips still bruised.
I'm not leaving here without you.
How can you come here after what you did? He wouldn't let me have Jordan baptized. He could have died and gone to hell.
Kelly, will you stop this?
Baby, it's safe now. You'd do anything for a good story, wouldn't you, Paul? You'd sacrifice your own family.
What have you done to her, Macaulay? Constable, Constable, give us a hand here. Kelly! Kelly!
Cold cases. Wives, children, teenagers, hundreds of them.
Oh, that's all right, then. Kelly and Jordan are just another statistic.
They're all here. Husbands trying to get wives back. Parents looking for their sons or daughters. Kids who have become prostitutes for God. Parents who let their children be abused.
It was like she'd been hypnotized.
There's nothing we can do. Not while she says she wants to stay there.
What is she? Brainwashed? Drugged? What?
Well, maybe just being deprived of sleep. Not given enough to eat. Made to chant meaningless crap over and over again for hours on end. God knows.
I've got to do something.
Look, there are anti-cult groups. Some of them have had a bit of success. Hey, you could try to get a custody order on the baby on the grounds of your wife's mental state. But till your wife decides to come back, well, Todd McCauley is in the driving seat.
We all go in together.
With the three beta cams running.
The sun gun's mounted on top. Not going to look like Steadicam.
The picture quality is secondary. I just want a record of everything that happens. Our guys breaking in, the whole thing.
The lawyers will have a field day with this.
Yeah, we can sort out the legal niceties once Kelly and Jordan are safe. Look, lads, this has to be fast. We must be in and out before McCauley knows what's happening. He thinks he's God and he might do anything.
And I don't want anyone hurt. There are a lot of women and children in there.
The coach is there for as many as want to come with us. But Kelly comes, whatever she says.
Hope she doesn't accuse you of kidnapping her.
She just might. What are those sledgehammers for?
To smash the doors down, Paul.
Right, okay. Good luck.
Let's get on our way. You're sure you want to do this? It could make things worse, Paul.
I want my wife and kid out of there tonight.
Kristen, why are you keeping you secure? Where's Jordan? Todd thinks that your husband's going to do something to harm us. Why did you have to come here?
Well, it hurts.
Why couldn't you leave us alone?
I want my baby. Oh, my legs. Why can't I move my legs?
Todd.
Did you do what I told you?
She's handcuffed to the bed. What are you going to...
Good.
Todd, about the cyanide...
Shh.
Do you know how to use one of these?
Wakey, wakey, Kelly. We're gonna make movies.
Carol, wake up, Carol. Todd's gone crazy.
What?
He's almost killed Simpson's wife. He says the war's going to end tonight.
Where is he?
In his room. I'm really scared, Carol.
Oh, Todd knows what he's doing. Lose faith in him and we lose everything.
The van in front has...
Hold a second. Zoom in. Okay, go on, Paul.
The van in front has four security men in it to force an entry. We have no weapons, and we don't want violence. This is not an attack on the Sunshine of Jesus cult. The object of tonight's mission is to rescue a woman and her baby.
They always kill the Savior. They always do. John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, St. Paul of the Corinthians, you name them. And now it's my turn. They'll say I did bad things, robbed people, hurt people, even raped people. Oh, yes, they will. But I led you out of Creek Bend. I was sent to do it, to save your souls. And I did, didn't I? You wanted me to know everything, and so I knew everything. Well, I was the leader. Now, it's time for me to die.
No.
Oh, yes. Simpson will be back with his evil forces of Satan. Look, I could destroy him like that. God has given me that power, the power of the true prophet. He delivered Simpson's wife and child to me. I can do anything. Anything I want. It is time to move on to the next stage of our journey together, friends. The Lord moves in mysterious ways. We are doing the right thing. This is a new beginning.
Praise the Lord.
You're the leader. Let him go.
That's right. Again, shout it out.
You're the leader. Let him go.
Who wants to come to heaven with me? Let's face it, oh, what is death, my friends, compared to the torment of this life? I've got you a wonderful drink. File on up here. Fill your glasses. Children first. Good drink. No additives.
It's going to be a terrific last sequence.
Yeah?
Make sure you're in shot, in the thick of it.
I can't wait to see McCoy's face.
He's sick, you know.
Yeah, he's not the only one. If I put Kelly in there...
Help yourselves. Plenty here for everyone. Heaven's cocktail. No more pain. No more uncertainty. Mothers, make sure your children drink first. Help the little ones. Suffer the little children, remember?
You're not a prophet!
Who said that?
You're evil, Todd! Satan's man!
Kelly!
God has spoken to me tonight!
What?
You loosen me from my shackles!
Kristen! Kristen!
Yes, Todd! You can't!
Kelly, Kelly, come and sip the wine of paradise. We're on our way to heaven. We shall not be moved.
Kristen, say something. You saw what he did. I can't. I'm frightened. No, don't do it. He's not a prophet. He doesn't speak for God. He came to my room tonight.
Come on. Who wants to be happy? Put up your hands. Who wants to live in the care and warmth of the holy love of Jesus Christ? That's it. Put your hands up, honey. That's it. Good and high. Let the Lord see who you are.
He is the sinner. He came when I was helpless in the night. And he came in the night like a thief.
He's a false prophet. He killed William to be leader.
God, why do you try me like this? God spoke to me tonight, not William. You know another thing? William is not in heaven. No, I saw him tonight. God showed William to me in a vision.
Oh,
He roasts with the sinners in hell the way all of you will roast if you don't drink that poison. William was screaming. Ah! Like that, huh? Worse than when I stuck the knife in him. Ah! He was bound and naked, dangling over the hot coals of hell. Ah!
Carol, get these people out of here.
Stay where you are. I call on the forces of God to strike you dead, Kelly.
You can't harm me anymore, Todd.
Throw your drinks away. Throw them away.
Throw them on the ground. Look.
One last battle with Satan.
Everyone has to join in the chanting. 3 hours a day on our knees. People weep. They say they can see things. Children are kept separate from adults. Todd uses the children, I think, to keep the mothers in line. Thank God Jordan's safe with you.
Wake up! Wake up! Time for prayers!
Lack of sleep is the worst thing. Bible study goes on till the early hours, then we're up for chanting at 5:30. Everyone is expected to do long hours of work, in the garden or in the town begging or scrounge festing.
Spare some change? Help feed a starving child? Thank you. Help the Bosnian orphans?
And if you don't collect enough, you haven't been trying hard enough.
You don't deserve the kingdom of God! Backsliders! God hates the backsliders! Hate the backsliders! Hate the backsliders!
Those who question him, don't raise enough money or break any of Todd's rules, are punished. I've heard about beatings. I've seen people made to crawl on the floor while the group spits on them and kicks them.
She shot hours of it. Two more cassettes here.
When did she start to believe in him? What happened to her?
Why not leave this to us?
No, go on. Next cassette. I shouldn't have made her do this.
Wakey, wakey, Kelly.
What?
We're gonna make movies.
I
thought... Who shot this? Oh, my God.
Greatest love, Simpson. Greatest love is the love of the flesh. I am the Lord, and I am gonna love this flesh. Huh? Keep watching, Simpson. Todd! You cannot deny the love of your God now!
Wait, no!
I'll push it on.
No, leave it.
Watching Simpson, huh? Are you getting this? Are you? You want exciting TV, Simpson? You got it, man. You got it.
Let me flip it
on.
No. Come on. Watch it, Simpson. You watch it, Lord, man.
Oh, Kelly. Poor darling. It's me, Magda.
Magda? Where's Jordan?
He's safe. I heard on the news. I had to come and see you.
He tried to kill me. Todd tried to...
Why do you do everything Paul tells you? He's the one to blame for all this.
Todd said he loved me. Oh, Magda.
Shh. You're all right now. It's all going to be fine. Look who's here.
Hello, Kelly.
Todd.
He saved me. He can save you, too.
Magda.
Magda DeVille Carter, William's widow.
Save her. Save her.
Set you free.
I believe you. I believe.
Mrs. Simpson. Kelly. Kelly. Oh, damn monitor lead has dropped out. Kelly, are you all right? Check her pulse, nurse. Todd, are you all right? I'm fine.
Was someone here?
What? Oh, no. Close that window, it's too drafty.
Todd was killed. His car burnt out. He couldn't have come to the hospital that night. Paul told me it was a dream.
And, Magda?
She moved away. I don't know why I come here.
Thank you.
All right, I do. Paul brings me, and you're going to fix me. Stop the dreams.
Something like that.
He's only dead for the first time.
You've made great progress.
And the troll said, "Ooh, that chick scattered over my breech." And Big Billy Goat Gruff said, "It's me, Big Billy Goat Gruff." "I'm a troll," told them all. "I'm a troll," told them all. "And I'm going to eat you for my supper," said the troll.
"Look at the pictures, Jordan, while I get it." Hello? Hello? Who is this? Is that you? Todd.
He is the leader, as the doctor said. He is the leader, take it to your bed.
In Dangerous Influences by Joe Dunlop, Bill Nye played Paul, Caroline Strong, Kelly, and Doug Bradley, Todd. David Healy played Filippo, Teresa Gallagher, Nancy, Noni Kent, Carol, Hilary Derrett, Kristen, Vivian Rochester, Julia, and Lorelei King, Magda. Barry J. Gordon played the counselor, Una Beeson, Sally, Clive Hill, Mick, and Lyndon Gregory, the Reverend Craig. The play was directed by Adrian Bean.